On my summer trip to Israel, I decided to take the opportunity to visit Greece, a short 90-minute flight away. My sister booked us a packaged vacation with a local travel company, which included a week at Abaton Island Resort and Spa in Crete, along with a direct return flight on Bluebird Airways. Abaton itself was exactly what it was designed to be, an escape built for doing very little. A resort overlooking the Aegean Sea, where days blur into poolside sunbathing and what Israelis casually call beten gav. Lying on your stomach, then your back, and repeating the cycle of tanning without interruption. Not exactly what I had in mind when I said I wanted to visit Greece, but I let it go. This was my first time in Greece, a destination known as a favorite among Israelis thanks to its proximity to Israel. Once we arrived at the resort, a five-star hotel with a stunning beach, it felt like we hadn't really left Israel at all. Roughly 85% of the guests were Israeli. We heard Hebrew at breakfast, by the pool, and on the beach. In fact, across much of Crete, and especially in towns like Chersonesos and Chania, Israeli tourism has become one of the most visible and important parts of the local economy. Despite what I had read in the news about Greece and occasional protests related to Israel, the Greeks I met in Crete, especially business owners, spoke warmly about Israeli visitors. Bruk haba, ma nishma, welcome, how are you? One souvenir shop owner said. He also spoke about challenges local businesses face with what he described as increased illegal immigration, saying that break-ins had affected nearby shops and local homes. They broke into my friend's store 3 times, he said. If they try to break into mine, I'll be ready with a gun. I don't care if I get in trouble, if we don't protect ourselves, nobody else will. I bought a hat, a few keychains, soap and magnets. Toda rabba, he said, shalom. I quickly learned that most business owners, and certainly the staff at my resort, know basic words in Hebrew. Most of our guests are from Israel, Antonia, our waitress at the hotel, told us. So I learned to speak a little Hebrew thanks to them. Basically, everyone we met along the way, from our taxi driver to the worker at the grocery shop and the owner of the car rental, proclaimed their support of Israel. No wonder why, without Israeli tourists, Crete, which relies heavily on tourism, would suffer economically. During our stay, headlines also reported that Trump had announced a proposed U.S.-Iran framework involving sanctions relief and a broader economic package, which did not sit well in Israel amid concerns over Iran's growing influence. Still, among the Israelis we met on the trip, it barely came up. They seemed more focused on being away from home, leaving behind politics, war, and the constant cycle of news, and simply taking a break abroad. Compared to Israel, Greece, especially Crete, felt noticeably more affordable, a difference that is not lost on many Israelis who return year after year. In recent years, there has also been a small but visible trend of Israelis purchasing homes, spending extended periods in Greece, and, in some cases, even splitting their lives between the two countries. Take for example Yamani's, an Israeli-owned kosher restaurant in Chersonesos, which served as a kind of informal hub for Israeli visitors. The owners themselves spend the summer months in Crete before returning to Israel for the winter. We also met a Pilates instructor and a few retired couples who described a similar rhythm, long seasonal stays, with children and grandchildren joining them for holidays and summer vacations, turning Greece into something of a second home rather than just a travel destination. After a couple of days by the pool, we rented a car and visited beautiful small towns such as Agios Nikolaos, Olounda and Plaka, each with its own slow rhythm and postcard-like charm. Wandering through narrow streets filled with cafes, restaurants and small boutique shops, it was easy to understand why so many Israeli visitors fall in love with Greece and keep coming back or simply stay permanently. Everything seemed to move at a different pace, more relaxed and unhurried. We found ourselves buying things we probably didn't need and would likely never use, but that felt impossible to resist in the moment. Just part of the pleasure of being there. On our return to Israel, we arrived at Heraklion Airport 3 hours before our flight, thinking it would be more than enough. We were wrong. A long line of travelers, all Israelis or so it seemed, stretched in front of the Bluebird check-in desk. At first, it was hard to even see where the queue began, More than 200 passengers were already packed into it. "Is this normal?" I asked the young woman in front of me. "Oh yeah," she replied. "Wait till you see the security line." It did not take long to find out what she meant. After check-in, which took about an hour, came security. An experience not for the faint of heart. Hundreds of people stood in line, sweaty, tired, and collectively trying to calculate whether they would actually make it to the flight. The flight, scheduled for 6:30 p.m., was postponed to 11:25 p.m., apparently a familiar pattern with Bluebird, according to the passengers around us. "They kept changing the departure time three times," said Netta, who was traveling with a group of friends. "Is it your first time in Greece?" I asked her. "Not exactly," she said. "Last time I flew to Prague, but they decided to make a stop in Athens on the way, so technically it's my second time." Bluebird Airways was founded in Heraklion in 2008 and has been owned over the past decade by Israeli tourism investors. Despite the less than enthusiastic reviews from passengers, the endless lines and the final bus ride to the aircraft after hours of waiting, Israelis still seem to accept it as part of the deal. An exhausting, no-frills ordeal that doesn't include snacks, water or, apparently, the concept of leaving on time. By the time we finally took off, we were already eager to leave, and the idea of saying goodbye to this beautiful paradise felt a lot easier, since we had spent half the day doing it at the airport.